Alternative Radio.
Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales, and beyond, this is NAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
In your wildest dream. Moody Blue starts off Paul J here on Christmas Day. And you'd be glad to know they're going to take us right through for an hour and a half. Calm you down a bit.
Afternoon. I'm just beginning to see. Now I'm on my way. It doesn't matter to me, chasing the clouds away. Drawing me near, I've got to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all with a
Indeed, it is a Tuesday afternoon. It's Christmas Day 2012. I'm looking after you through till 5:30 this evening. And we'll be featuring the Moody Blues all the way through till then. Hope you enjoy them. Now then, have you got your presents? Hope they live up to your wildest dreams.
Oh,
Moody Blues and Your Wildest Dreams. Merry Christmas to you all if you happen to be with your loved ones. And an even merrier Christmas if you're separated by work or other circumstances. My thoughts are with you. Time for me now to play a tune that I'll dedicate to Sue.
To play with.
so long. Mole is borrowing his way to the sunlight. He knows there's someone there so strong. There's lots of room for doing the things you've always been denied. Look and gather all you want to. There's no one here to stop you
I don't suppose there's any need for me to tell you actually who the Moody Blues are, but here's a slight clue. Although they're best known today for their lush lyrically and musically performed, sometimes some people would say bombastic psychedelic era albums, the Moody Blues started out as one of the better R&B bass combos of the British invasion. The group's history began in Birmingham, England, with Ray Thomas on harmonica vocals and Mike Pender on keyboards.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With a thousand million questions about hate and death and war. Cause when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need. In a world of persecution that is burning in its greed. Get an answer when we're knocking at the door. Because the truth is hard to swallow. That's what the war of love is for. not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what will be. And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant for you. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, to lose the love I knew, could safely lead me through. Between the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, to lose the love I knew, could safely lead me to the land that I once knew. The land as we grow secrets of our soul. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
The Moody Blues began recruiting members of some of their best rival groups working in Birmingham, including Danny Lane, vocals and guitar, Graham Edge on the drums, Clint Warwick on bass vocals, and the Moody Blues, as they came to be known, made their debut in Birmingham in May of 1964.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. Near and the dear one, the old and the young. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any. Christmas, a weekend for strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long. And so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the fights. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a without any
And after their debut in Birmingham, it's interesting to read this actually, they quickly earned the notice and later the services of manager Tony Secunda. A major tour was quickly booked and the band landed an engagement at the Marquee Club, which resulted in a contract with England's Decca Records less than 6 months after their formation. The group's first single, Steal Your Heart Away, released in September of 1964, didn't touch the British charts, but their single Go Now, released in November 1964, a cover of a nearly identical American single by R&B singer Bessie Banks, heavily featuring Lane's mournful lead vocal, fulfilled every expectation and more, and reached number one in the UK. How good is that? That's bad. Welcome to MAR on Christmas Day, Paul J today. Taking you through till 5:30 after me, it's Dave Rogers and his Christmas programme. I'll leave you with this. It's nice, The Quiet of Christmas by the Moody Blues. You quite recognise that bit, do you? It's Bach. Number 147. Cleverly mixed in with their lovely singing. A Merry Christmas to you all from Paul J and us here at MAR.
In the quiet of Christmas morning, in the peace of Christmas dawn, the child that is the future we'll see the earth reborn. When we take our Christmas journey in the steps that went before, with hands across the water, in peace forevermore.
Well, there you go. That That's rather a different sound from the Moody Blues. I enjoyed that one. Terrific chap. Marvellous music they create, don't they? Don't know how they manage to do it, actually. Oh, probably because they're stars. Hello, welcome to MAR on Christmas Day with me, Paul. And a track which I really like called Voices in the Sky. Because that's us, isn't it?
Bluebird flying high, tell me what you say. If you could talk to me, what news would you bring? Of voices in the sky. Nightingale hovering high, harmonize the wind. Darkness, your symphony, I can hear you sing. Of voices in the sky. Just what is happening to me? I lie awake with the sound of the sea calling to me. Old man passing by, tell me what you say. Though your voice be faint, I am listening. Voices in the sky. Children with a skipping rope, tell me what you sing. Playtime is nearly gone, the bell's about to ring. Voices in the sky. Just what is happening to me? I lie awake with the sound of the sea calling to me. Tell me what you sing. If you could talk to me, what news would you bring? Of voices in the sky.
Voices. I have to go now. It was coming up with a song that could actually do them justice, despite their fledgling songwriting efforts and the access they had to American demos. This version of the Moody Blues never came up with another single by the end of 1965. Their frustration was palpable. Oh dear. The group decided to make their fourth single, From the Bottom of My Heart, an experiment with a different and more subtly soulful sound. And it was one of the most extraordinary records of the entire British invasion, with haunting performances all around. Unfortunately, the single only reached number 22 on the British charts following its release on May of 1965.
Ride the range across those skies of black. I wanna see for myself and see me coming back. And when I've gone the distance, I'll be making tracks for an English sunset. Thank you. freight train rolling down the track. Where it's taking us to, who knows where it's at. But if we hold together, we can make it back for an English sunset. What an English sunset. I feel the rhythm of the earth in my soul tonight. May it never fade away. And I've decided I can live with humility and the sad decay. That's the English way. We keep the faith alive in everything we do. And at the end of the road, we still keep coming through. Though it's sad and sorry, what else can we do? It's an English sunset. An English sunset. Soul tonight. May it never fade away. And I've decided they can wait for the requiem. We take it day by day. Cause that's the English way. Saw the English sunset.
Taken off the album Strange Times, that is The Moody Blues again, and An English Sunset. Unfortunately, the single Bottom of My Heart only reached number 22 on the British charts following its release in May of 1965 and barely brushed the top 100 in America. Ultimately, the grind of touring coupled with the strains of facing the group became too much for Warwick, who exited in the spring of 1966. By August of 1966, Lane had also left. The group soldiered on, however, and Warwick was succeeded by John Lodge, an ex-bandmate of Ray Thomas, and in late 1966, singer, guitarist Justin Hayward joined. Listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio on Christmas Day. Hello. And I'm featuring some Moody Blues tracks right through to 5:30. There's one called Blue World.
Heart and soul took control of me. My dues, spread the news, hands across the sea. Put me down, turn me round to see. Marble halls, open doors, someone found the key. And it's only what you do that keeps it coming back on you. That can give yourself away. Underground sight and sound, human symphony. Heard the voice, had no choice, needed to be free. Fly me high, touch the sky, left the earth below. Heard the line, saw the sign, knew which way to go. It's easier to try than to prove it can't be done. And it's easier to stay than to turn around and run. It's a blue world. It takes somebody to help somebody.
For a time, the Moody Blues kept doing the same brand of music that the group had started with, but Haywood and Pinder were also writing different kinds of songs reflecting somewhat more folk and pop orientated elements. They got out of singles, but to little avail, and at one point in 1966, the band decided to pull up stakes in England and start playing in Europe, where even a band of has-been British acts could earn decent fees. As they began building a new act based on new material that was more in keeping with the slightly hippie, light, psychedelic sounds that were becoming popular at the time, they were still critically short of money and prospects, however, when fate played them a hand in the form of a project initiated by Decca Records.
Timothy Leary's dead. No, it all is outside. along the coast you'll hear the most about a light they say that shines so clear. So raise your glass, we'll drink a toast to the little man who sells you thrills along the pier. He'll take you up, he'll bring you down, he'll plant your feet back firmly on the ground. He flies so high, he swoops so low, he knows exactly which way he's gonna go.
In contrast to America, where home stereo systems swept the country after 1958, in England stereo was still not dominant or even common in most people's homes, apart from classical listeners. In 1966, Decca had come up with a D-Ramic stereo sound which offered a wide spread of sound coupled with superbly clean and rich recordings. And they were trying to market it with an LP that would serve as a showcase utilising pop rock done in a classical style. Who own the label, unrecouped advances and recording session fees from their various failed post-Go Now releases, they were picked for the project, which was to be a rock version of Dvorak's New World Symphony. Instead, they were somehow able to convince the Decca producers involved that the proposed adaptation was wrong-headed. And to deliver something else, the producer Tony Clark was impressed with some of the band's own compositions, and with the approval of executive producer Hugh Mendel and the cooperation of engineer Derek Varnals, the group effectively hijacked the product. Instead of Dvorak's music, they arrived at the idea of an archetypal day's cycle living represented in rock songs set within orchestral framework. Utilising conductor, arranger Peter Knight orchestration to expand the bridge to songs, the result was the album Days of Future Past. Good afternoon, welcome to MIR, Paul J today, featuring the Moody Blues. Till around about 5:30 this afternoon, and for me it's Dave Rogers' Christmas programme. Talking about the album Days of Future Past. Here's a track that I like. It's called The Day Begins. Let's see how they managed to create that sound, eh, on Decca DRAM. Interesting when you think about it, you know, isn't it? And I suppose there must have been a lot of time spent thinking about the compositions and... Well, I don't know. Let's listen to the music. ¶¶
cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion. Pinprick holes in a colorless sky let insipid figures of light pass by. The mighty light of 10,000 suns challenges infinity and is soon gone. Nighttime to some, a brief interlude. To others, the fear of solitude. Brave Helios, wake up your steeds. Bring the warmth the countryside needs.
Well, there they are. Did they do it? I reckon so, don't you? I remember buying that album way back in time and then quickly improving my stereo equipment. In Search of the Lost Chord in 1968 put the Mellotron, well, there you go, in the spotlight, and it quickly became part of their signature sound. The album sublimely beautiful and steeped in a strange mix of British whimsy. Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
Dr. Livingstone, I presume, stepping out of the jungle gloom into the midday sun. What did you find there? Did you stand a while and stare? Did you meet anyone? I've seen butterflies galore, I've seen people big and small, I've still not found what I'm looking for. Captain Scott, you were so bold, now you're looking rather cold out there in the snow. What did you find there? Did you stand a while and stare? Did you meet anyone? I've seen polar bears and seals, I've seen giant Antarctic eels, I've still not found what I'm looking for. Where are you bound? So you think the world is round? Sail off in the blue. What did you find there? Did you stand a while and stare? Did you meet anyone? There are Indians by the score in many places that I saw. I've still not found what I'm looking for.
Yeah, if they seem to chop off and start a bit funny, these tracks, it's only because on the album, some of them, they just run straight through. And it keeps me busy trying to get them right so that they sound okay over the air. Interesting to note that in the 60s, the group members admitted at various times that they were at the norm at the time of indulging in various hallucinogenic substances. Not surprised with some of the music. That album and its follow-up, the 1969 On the Threshold of a Dream, were magnificent achievements, utilising their multi-instrumental skills, well, we know that, and full of capability of the studio in overdubbing voices and instruments, etc. But the making of the two LPs, the group found they painted themselves into a corner, I found that, of performing musicians. They seemed to get into a niche. Anyway, thanks to overdubbing, those albums were essentially the work of 15 or 20 Moody Blues, not a quintet, and they were unable to recreate the sound properly in concert. I went to see them in concert once and I noticed that, yeah. But nevertheless, they did sound good. You're listening to MAR on Christmas Day with Paul J.
Across the sky, we'd lost our way. Shadows fell from trees, they knew why. Then, through the leaves, the light broke through. A path lost for years led us.
And on the album, it doesn't go on to The Last Door. I've got to do it. So give me a minute just to cue this up and then we'll be away. Go then, you've got all the doors now. Yeah, carrying on with the little bit of information I was giving you from their album To Our Children's Children, which was their first release of the group's own nearly new founded label, the Threshold Records. I reckon, and this says as well, that there was only one song that sounded good live, and that was the guitar driven Gypsy. Don't know if you agree with me, but let's find out, shall we? Go through to the 80s, we went through various metamorphoses. Haven't got time to go right through the whole details, we've only got an hour and a half today. But by the end of the 80s, they were again perceived as a nostalgic act, albeit one with a huge audience, a bit like the Grateful Dead. I've done about that. Without the critical respect or veneration by that time, Meraz was gone and the core group was reduced to a quartet. Anyway, they'd also began attracting fans by tens of thousands to a new series of concerts in which, for the first time, they performed with orchestras and thus could do their most elaborately produced songs on stage. Yeah, that was good. I remember that. And I think there was a 4D CD or something released. A 4 CD. I remember that. I think I've got that somewhere with their work. It was entitled Time Voyager, Time Traveller, that's right, and it was released anyway. Yeah, so there we go, the Moody Blues, and so far as I know, Polygram took over, or Polygram was involved somewhere, and they performed live at the Royal Albert Hall in around about 2000 or 1999, and Fame was issued a year later, but anyway, they still go. I think in 2003, Ray Thomas retired and the Moody Blues carried on as a trio core of Haywood Lodge and Edge, and they were still going strong as a touring band in 2009. So there you go, the Moody Blues, and I've run out of time, and I reckon we'll just carry on playing the music. Merry Christmas.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Gazing at people, some hand in hand. What I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you. Say anymore,
Hello, MAR Whale, from me, Paul J. Nice to know you're listening over Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From me and Souffle, keep listening to MAR.
she gotta go.
That's the end of my show for today. Hope you've enjoyed it. Stay tuned to MAR right through, and you're going to enjoy all the music and the fun and games, I'm sure. I'll be back tomorrow. Boxing Day. What more, Paul J? And tomorrow it's 5:30. Till 7 o'clock. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in, and a Merry Christmas to you and yours. I haven't mentioned anybody today, but you all know who you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.